Section 9. The IAFF-IAFC Wellness Fitness Initiative. Historically, the fire service has paid more attention to the fire apparatus and equipment than the uniformed personnel who provide emergency services and use such equipment. Firefighters respond to emergency incidents that require extreme physical exertion. The high physical demands of the job often results in adverse physiological and psychological outcomes. Over time, these adverse outcomes affect the overall wellness of the firefighting and the emergency response system. In an effort to create a universally accepted program for improving health, wellness, and fitness within the North American Fire Service, the International Association of Fire Chiefs, IAFC, and the International Association of Firefighters, IAFF, joined efforts to create the Fire Service Joint Labor Management Wellness Fitness Initiative, WFI. The ultimate goal of the WFI is to improve the quality of life of all uniformed personnel. The Fire Service Joint Labor Management Wellness Fitness Initiative consists of five main areas of focus. These include medical, fitness, rehabilitation, behavioral health, and data collection. Medical. The medical exam outlined in the Wellness Fitness Initiative, WFI, is different from what most people may regard as a checkup. The information collected in this exam is specific to fire department uniformed personnel. The exam is designed to help identify health problems affecting the individual, his or her department, and the professional fire service. The exams are performed annually, with medical, fitness, and injury data being gathered to track the natural history and health status of firefighters and EMS providers. The medical exam presented in the Wellness Fitness Initiative is designed to accomplish the following: to determine, through the fire department physician, whether an individual is physically and mentally able to perform essential job duties without undue risk of harm to self or others. To monitor the effects of exposure to specific biological, physical, or chemical agents. To detect changes in an individual's health that may be related to harmful working conditions. To detect any patterns of disease in the workforce that might indicate underlying work-related problems. To provide the worker with information about the individual's occupational hazards and current health. To provide a cost-effective investment in the early detection, disease prevention, and health promotion of the firefighter. To comply with federal, state, provincial, and local requirements. Fitness. Throughout the history of the fire service, the proper implementation of fitness programs in fire departments has been extensively debated. Repeatedly, research has shown the need for high levels of aerobic fitness, muscular endurance, and muscular strength to perform firefighting job tasks safely and effectively. Physical fitness is critical to maintaining the wellness of our uniformed personnel and therefore must be incorporated into the overall fire service philosophy and culture. While assessing uniformed personnel's current fitness level is an important part of developing an individualized fitness prescription, assessment is not in itself a fitness program. An effective physical fitness program has several components that must be implemented. These components include fitness evaluations, qualified peer fitness trainers and exercise specialists, on-duty workout time, available safe workout equipment and facilities, the incorporation of fitness into the fire service philosophy and culture through education and awareness, individualized fitness prescriptions. Fitness evaluations. The WFI requires all uniformed personnel to participate in a mandatory, annual, non-punitive, and confidential fitness assessment following medical clearance. Once the fitness assessment is completed, the exercise specialist should provide feedback to uniformed personnel and the department's physician regarding the individual's physical capacity pertaining to his or her job-related wellness. This personalized feedback includes the individual's current level of fitness, level of improvement since past assessments, a realistic evaluation of his or her physical capacity to safely perform assigned jobs, and a suggested exercise program. The fitness evaluation consists of the following: Aerobic capacity options: treadmill, stairmill. Muscular strength: hand grip dynamometer, leg dynamometer, arm dynamometer. Muscular endurance: push-up, curl-up. Flexibility: modified sit and reach. Aerobic capacity: numerous studies have demonstrated the necessity of maintaining a high level of aerobic capacity for fire service duties. Measurements of heart rate response taken during normal firefighting tasks have been shown to be at or near maximum levels. In addition, the oxygen consumption rates associated with the performance of live fire, rescue, and suppression tasks fall within the range of 60 to 80% of maximum. The cardiovascular, respiratory, and thermoregulatory strain resulting from the performance of work at this high level of intensity is profound. Thus, optimal aerobic capacity is essential for the safety of the member and the performance of his or her job. Muscular strength. Strength is defined as the maximal force that a specific muscle or muscle group can generate. The demands of firefighting require above-average strength. Several studies and job analysis have shown that the weight of equipment used by a single firefighter on the job is in excess of 100 pounds. Reduced muscular strength can contribute to the high incidence of sprains, strains, and back injuries among firefighters. Strength measurements are specific to the joint and range of motion being measured. Since uniformed personnel require strength in multiple areas for successful and safe job performance, multiple areas should be measured. The definition of strength implies that strength measurement requires an individual to execute a maximal muscular contraction. This can be inherently unsafe. To measure strength accurately with the highest degree of safety, evaluators must emphasize proper technique. For safety and data collection purposes, strength measurements will be the grip dynamometer, leg dynamometer, and arm dynamometer evaluations. These are all safe, valid, and reliable methods to measure muscular strength. Grip strength has been shown to be a key factor in many essential emergency response tasks, including lifting and carrying equipment, packaging and moving patients, holding and operating hose lines, raising extension ladders, removing victims. Leg strength is required for many essential emergency service tasks, including lifting and carrying equipment, forcing entry, climbing and negotiating ladders and stairs, pulling and operating hose lines, moving patients. Arm flexion strength is a key for the performance of many standards and essential fire and emergency tasks, including stabilizing, lifting, and carrying tools and equipment, operating hand lines, victim transport. Muscular endurance. Muscular endurance is the ability of a muscle group to perform repeated contractions. Several studies and job analysis have shown a strong association between muscular endurance and essential job tasks of firefighting. Low levels of muscular endurance precipitate many preventable fire service injuries. Endurance of the abdominal muscles is necessary to stabilize the torso and support the lower back during exertion. Weak abdominal muscles may contribute to low back pain and low back injury. The curl-up test will be used to measure muscular endurance of the abdominal muscles. The push-up test will be used to measure upper body muscular endurance. The push-up test is a measure of the muscular endurance of the anterior chest girdle and the triceps. Flexibility. Flexibility is the functional measure of the range of motion of a joint. It's dependent on the pliability of the surrounding tissues, example, muscles, tendons, ligaments. Although the effect of increasing flexibility on performance is controversial, it is widely accepted that a lack of flexibility is a major contributor to injuries. Joint and limb restrictions may influence essential dynamic movements, balance, coordination, and muscular work efficiency. According to the IAFF Death and Injury Survey, the leading type of line-of-duty injury within the professional fire service is sprains and strains. In addition, the most prevalent line-of-duty injury that leads to premature departure from the fire service is back injuries. Low levels of flexibility very likely contribute to these statistics. When a joint lacks flexibility, that specific joint is unable to move through its normal range of motion. Once this occurs, other surrounding joints must compensate to perform essential tasks. This biomechanical compromise can lead to injuries. Many uniformed personnel have reported some past medical history of low back pain. A recent survey by the Miami-Dade County Fire Rescue Department revealed that 55% of their members were reporting current low back pain. In addition, 86% of members reported a past medical history of low back pain. Injury, medical, fitness, rehabilitation. Every year, statistics show that firefighting is one of the most dangerous occupations in the world. In some departments, medical disability from on-the-job injuries and illnesses accounts for over 50% of the retirements. According to the IAFF Death and Injury Survey in 1999, low back injuries and other sprains and strains accounted for over 50% of total injuries. Firefighter injuries caused 9,597 lost work hours per 100 workers. When compared to data compiled for private industry by the United States Bureau of Labor Statistics, the IAFF Death and Injury Survey indicates that the frequency of firefighter job-related injury is 4.5 times that of workers in private industry. If this trend continues, more than one out of every three firefighters will be injured this year. The fire department must take the lead in ensuring that firefighters are properly rehabilitated prior to returning to full duty. Physicians and therapists familiar with firefighting job requirements regarding the functional capacities of firefighters after significant injuries or illnesses occur should make informed decisions based upon that knowledge. In short, the fire department must control the process and provide the necessary input to drive this process. And labor must support the rehabilitation process from beginning to end. Any firefighter on extended leave status from normal duties for a continuous period of 30 days or more must undergo medical and fitness evaluations prior to returning to full duty. Extended leave status includes alternate assignment, leave of absence, and leave due to illness, injury, maternity, or other qualifying situation. Such a policy will help identify loss of conditioning, which may put firefighters at risk for future injuries. Injury prevention. A proactive injury prevention approach must be implemented to reduce risks in the fire service and improve personnel resistance to injuries. This proactive injury prevention program should include the following: a comprehensive and effective wellness program, a physical fitness program, a strong commitment to safety from both labor and management, a designated safety officer, an ergonomic analysis of all aspects of the job to look for ways to redesign the work environment, an educational component that begins in the Fire Training Academy and continues throughout the entire career, a recognition system for personnel who practice, play, and preach safety. Behavioral health. A wellness program is not complete without addressing the behavioral health of those involved. The behavioral health of our uniformed personnel is every bit as important as their physical health. With the recent development of employee assistant programs and critical incident stress debriefing programs, behavioral health issues within the fire service are receiving more attention. The behavioral health component of the Wellness Fitness Initiative provides important tools to assist all uniformed personnel in achieving total wellness. The services available through behavioral health must ensure the confidentiality and privacy of the uniformed personnel, both in writing and in practice. Nutrition. Aside from the limits imposed by heredity and the physical performance improvements associated with training, no factor plays a bigger role in exercise performance than nutrition. Some benefits of a well-balanced diet include feeling better day to day, more energy to exercise harder and for longer duration, quicker recovery after workouts and after difficult incidents, improved resistance to diseases. Obesity increases an individual's risk for injury, reduces performance, and adversely affects the ability to dissipate heat while working. A well-balanced diet combined with a consistent exercise program is the most reliable method to reduce body fat.